Too long after ABBA announced their disbandment, people were raved for four individuals who would go on to carry their legacy, and that group was A-Teens. Today I'm going over their history, their rise to fame, and where they are today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. In 1998, Marie Sernholt, Sarah Lumholt, Donnie Lenoval, and Ahmet Paul were musically united as the ABBA-Teens. However, the group's name was changed to the A-Teens to avoid litigation. This choice allowed the band more freedom in creating their own style of music. And rumor has it that Benny and Bjorn from the original group ABBA were conspiring to create a group that could continue their legacy if they broke up. Hey, I'm just joking. I'm not serious. Like, don't sue me. It's just a joke. Anyway, in early 1999, the band started the recording process for the ABBA Generation, consisting of pure covers of ABBA's greatest hits. We interpreted with modern pop and electronic flair to appeal to a new generation of young pop fans. Mamma Mia topped the charts in over 10 countries, including Sweden, where it stayed number one for 8 consecutive weeks. The album hit the peak position in Sweden and Chile and became a top 10 hit throughout the world. First singles enjoyed similar success, ensuring the top 10 placings across the globe, and the album sold more than 2 million copies worldwide, being certified gold or platinum in over 22 different countries. The music video for Dancing Queen was playfully based off the iconic movie The Breakfast Club. In addition, Paul Gleason played the principal, and he was the one who appeared in The Breakfast Club as well. The single reached 95 on the Billboard Hot 100 and sold over 500,000 copies in the US alone, being certified gold. In early 2000, the band embarked on U.S. promotional tour, and on the verge of the release of their album in the United States, they were invited to tour with Britney Spears in that summer in her U.S. tour. They also made several appearances on Disney and Nickelodeon to promote their music. The band's debut became a hit in North America, where the album reached 71 on the Billboard 200 album chart, being certified gold in September 2000, but its sales reached the million mark in 2001. That month, the A-Teens won a Viva Music Award for Best International Newcomer, competing with the likes of Christina Aguilera and Blink 182. The band also announced what would be the lead single from their second album and their first to be an original song. Upside Down was their signature song. It was released to Swedish radios on October 23, 2000, and was later unleashed worldwide. When the single was commercially released, it reached number 2 in Sweden and was later certified 2x platinum. The song became the band's biggest hit when it reached the top 10 in several countries. And when the single was released in the US, the physical singles reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 single sales chart, selling over 500,000 copies in just 3 weeks. Making it gold. In January 2001, the band was nominated for Best Swedish Group at the NRJ Awards. February 26, 2001, Teen Spirit was released featuring no ABBA covers but their signature tracks. It debuted at number 2 in the Swedish charts. This pop sensation hit reached the top 10 in other countries and number 83 on the world charts, number 13 on the European album chart, and number 14 on CNN's World Beat album charts, and peaked at number 50 in the US, selling over 60,000 copies in its first 2 weeks, ensuring the gold status for sales exceed the 500,000 copies in the United States alone. Prior to the release of the album, they became one of the first bands to broadcast one of their shows on MSN's world sites. Although the UK releases were delayed due to the failure with their previous album in the country, when Upside Down was released there in May 2001, it became their biggest hit in the country. The single peaked at number 10 in the United Kingdom, becoming their only top 10 hit in the country. The album was delayed and released as the second single, Halfway Around the World, in late October 2001. The single barely made the top 30 and the album did not chart in the top 75. Before they started the concert tour in the US, the band promoted their album in Asia with stops in Japan, Singapore, and Malaysia, where they did a show for MTV Asia and Thailand with great success, especially in the former where Coca-Cola signed the band to become the face for the brand there and promote. We were the first international artists ever to appear on the soda can there. They printed 15 million of them, and we went home with 10, remembers Sarah. The cans were distributed all around the country that year. Also, in 2001, the ATEEZ performed as Top Billy during the Radio Disney Live 2001 World Tour in Chicago and Philadelphia markets. The group promoted their album with a 43-day tour with Eric Carre around the US. Back in Europe, they toured with No Angels in Germany. By the end of 2001, Teen Spirit went on to sell 1 million copies worldwide and were invited by Walt Disney's son Buena Vista to record the European soundtrack for The Princess Diaries. As the movie had already been released in North and South America, the movie was set to be released in Europe in the winter of 2001. Heartbreak Lullaby, a song written by Kathy Dennis, famous for writing Kylie Minogue's number one hit, Can't Get You Out of My Head, and Cosmonaut. The video was shot in Germany in late October in the middle of their tour. The single was released in December 2001 and became another top 10 hit for the band in their home country, spending 4 months inside the charts. In early 2002, the band started working on their third studio album. In January, a press conference was held in Stockholm alongside Alice Cooper, American rock musician. They announced they would do a collaboration with Corey Cooper's classic, School's Out. The song was recorded on January 25th. Two versions were recorded, a pop version and a harder version, and both were planned to be included on ATEEZ's third album due to be released mid-2002. During the start of the year, many updates and reports were published on the band's official website, anticipating the release of the album. By March of 2002, the band reported that they had over 15 tracks already recorded, giving names of tracks and telling fans the direction they were going musically. The band finished recording their album in late March, with meeting with MCA executives to plan what would be the promotion and tour for the album. In May 2002, the first single was Elvis Presley's cover of I Can't Fall in Love with You. And Can't Help Falling in Love was launched to radios that month and served as the soundtrack for the new Disney movie Lilo and Stitch. A series of promotional stops in different TV shows throughout the United States followed to promote both the movie and the album. On June 18th, Pop Till You Drop was released exclusively in the US. The album was aimed to the American market, putting on hold the release for the international markets. The album debuted at number 45 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart, and the single also received a commercial release in Australia and Sweden in September 2002. They announced their first headline tour in the US, the Pop Till You Drop Tour, a 30-day tour around the US held in the summer 2002 alongside Baha Man, Jump 5, LMNT, and Play. The tour ran from mid-July until the end of August. Throughout the United States and Canada, the concert tour consisted mainly of outdoor venues and amusement parks and amphitheaters. The tour consisted of songs from all three of their studio albums. Later in 2002, due to demands from the public, the album was released in several Latin American countries, including Argentina and Mexico, the latter a country where the band promoted in November. They had a concert planned in the Auditorio Nacional, but was later canceled due to problems with the set. The band was also invited to do a show for the King and Queen of Sweden and the President of Mexico, former President of Mexico, Vicente Fox. The album reached number 3 on the International Albums Chart and number 14 on the main album charts. After promotions in Mexico ended, the band headed to Europe to release Floor Filler, and that became a top 5 hit in their home country, reaching the top 40 in most European countries, as well becoming a hit in Latin America. But it really did not match the success of their previous releases. They appeared on CNN's The Music Room in December 2002, talking about pop music in Sweden. By the end of that year, the 18s were in Europe on the verge of what would be the international release of their third album. The band performed their hit single Floor Filler at the 2002 Swedish Hit Music Awards as part of the promotion for their new album. In January 2003, the band announced the release dates for their third album for the international market. They promoted Germany and the Netherlands prior to the album's release. New Arrival arrived on January 27th, and it combined tracks from their last effort and new tracks, making it a whole new album, or a half new album as they described it. Some of the material on these two albums was co-written by the members of the 18s. The majority of tracks while recording in Sweden were the work of producers from the United States, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. The album debuted at number 4 in Sweden and was certified gold for a few weeks after its release. The second single, Taken, was a perfect match. The band shot the video in Cuba, premiering on February 26th on ZTV. When the single was released, it reached number 2 in Sweden and secured top 40 placings all over the world. Worldwide releases of the album followed, including a release in New Mexico. On March 24, 2003, the band promoted the country for almost a month. Their album reached number 7 on international album charts and number 15 on the main album charts in late April that year. Back in their hometown, they embarked on the New Arrival tour across Europe, during shows in Sweden, Denmark, Russia, and Slovakia. The band signed a promotional deal to promote pop drinks in Sweden with the song Best For Me. Amir graduated from high school, and Marie was named the third sexiest woman in Sweden. The third single, Let Your Heart Do All The Talking, was meant to be commercially released, but due to the lack of sales of the 18s album, they canceled it and just unleashed the song to radios. Sales before New Arrival were definitely lower than expected, selling fewer than 350,000 copies worldwide. However, they still got a nomination for Swedish Artist / Group of the Year at the Swedish Hit Music Awards. The album contains a cover from Murray Head's One Night in Bangkok from the musical Chess. The music of the song was written by Benny Harrison and Bjorn Ulvaeus, while the lyrics were written by Tim Rice. Other covers featuring the album include Shame, Shame, Shame in the Letter. By the beginning of 2004, they announced their greatest hits compilation, a cover of Nick Cannon's I Promise Myself, becoming the last single from the band. The band shot the video for the song in March 2004 and premiered on ZTV in early April. The song went to international radios on late April/May, becoming the last hit for the band. The album was a compilation of 13 singles, which each one of them made the top 20 in at least one country. 3 new tracks, 2 of them were written by the band members, but the promotion for the album was slow. They only did a few shows in Sweden. International interviews to magazines may were reported the band was split up after 6 years in the pop world, but the band quickly denied the rumors. However, the single became another top 2 hit in Sweden. it became one of the band's biggest hits in South America, especially in Argentina, becoming the band's first to not make it in the top 10 in Sweden. While it brought back the attention to them in other countries in Latin America and Eastern Europe, the album was just released in selected European countries, Asia, and Latin America. It definitely did not receive a US release. However, MCA's went bankrupt and was absorbed by both Giffen and Interscope. The former had plans to release in November, ready for the Christmas sales, but plans were scrapped when the band finished their tour and Donnie released his solo single. After Grace his release, the band announced a 2-year break, but on April 15, 2006, Marie's Swedish website officially announced that the group has disbanded. The members of the group want to pursue solo careers. In one magazine, Marie stated, "The 18s are not even a memory now. We have all started our own projects." Lennevall confirmed his former group mate's comment. So, what have the members been up to since then? In September 2004, Donnie released Girl Talk in Sweden. There it peaked at number 29, ensuring gold status after 9 weeks on the charts. Donnie, Universal Music parted ways in 2005. Marie signed with Sony BMG, released her first single titled That's the Way My Heart Goes, reaching number 2 in Sweden, and was released in Euro Certified Gold. The album Enjoy the Ride peaked at number 9 in her homeland. According to her personal MySpace page, she is recording her second album, and she participated in Melody Festival in 2009 with Disconnect Me. In 2011, she hosted that same program in Sweden. She also participated in the same program in 2012 with the single Salt and Pepper. She was also a judge on the Swedish version of The X Factor, where she was the mentor for the groups. She was also working as a model and TV host, currently hosting shows such as Bingo Lao and other game shows. On May May's debut as well, Songs in the Key of Mind is a mini album with 8 demos. On May released his first solo album, Songs in the Key of Mind, which featured 12 songs, in April 2008, with the first single Judge You was released soon after. He also has a career business, finishing his master's at a prestigious Stockholm School of Economics, where he did an internship at a management consultancy, Bain & Company. Sarah released a cover of Olivia Newton-John's song Physical for a compilation album. She released the song under the name Sarah Love. According to her official MySpace page, she was working with producers from the United States and Europe to release more music. She released Glamour B. Just so you know, there was a curse word. I was trying not to curse because I'm not allowed to curse yet. To her MySpace page, and it's said to be her debut single. Another single first became available on iTunes in July 2008. So, the 18s seemed like the most popular group in the early 2000s. And they quickly carry on ABBA's history. But, could there be a reunion? Let's just hope there will be. Until then, we have their music to remember them by and not forget them. Alright guys, that's it for this episode. I know I start a lot, but I'm sorry if y'all hate my start. If you really do not like the podcast, I suggest you stop listening if you don't like it. Anyway, the 18s were pretty much the best group in the early years, carrying ABBA's legacy. Do y'all still listen to them? Because I heard some of their songs before and I think they were a great group. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Please tune into the next episode. I love you guys.